Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Feel like your head's on a swivel lately?
I tell you, I do.
Boy, it's just hard to keep up with the events from day to day, and with the stock market and all the rest. And then President Trump drops a little bomb a few days ago that he's, by the way, going to call for tariffs on steel and aluminum. And that caused some excitement, didn't it?
Wow, did it ever.
Really? Yeah, that got some people's attention. Well, when you and I talk, we are mainly interested in the Texas economy and what's going on with respect to Texas business and industry. What do you think? If the tariffs went through as advertised, what would the effect on Texas business be?
It's going to be a negative impact. Oil is a big part of our economy, and pipelines, treater tanks, storage tanks, all of those use lots of steel. The oil industry is a heavy user of steel, also aluminum. We get hit by that, so not going to be a positive thing for us.
Mm-hmm. There is an organization, I don't have it in front of me here, but a major Texas oil and gas organization that very specifically has come out against these tariffs, saying much of what you just said. So we use a lot of steel and I guess aluminum, and it's going to hit us hard.
It has, and as a matter of fact, other than simply the producers of steel and aluminum, across the board, the reaction has been very negative there. And we have evidence from a previous attempt at that under George W. That this is problematic.
He was more targeted, though, in his approach, and this was in 2002?
2002, he put on a 30% tariff, though he did exempt some countries on that. And so, for example, our NAFTA trading partners were included in the exemption.
Mm-hmm. Canada is a major producer of steel, and I didn't know until you and I were talking a few minutes ago that Mexico is a major steel producer.
For the U.S., last year, and in terms of our imports, the largest single exporter to the U.S. was Canada. They supplied, I believe it was like 16 or 17% of our total imports there. Mexico was about fourth, and I think they were about 9%, where China, that gets all the attention, they didn't even make the top 10, and they were down like 2%.
There is some thinking that the president has a way of creating a bargaining position and taking a hard line and then pulling back somewhat from that. There's still some thinking that may be the case.
I hope that is the case, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, and he is A&M Commerce Economics Professor. You know, tariffs used to be a much bigger, it seems to me, looking back at American history.
Right.
Tariffs used to be a much more common thing, or they were a much bigger part of our economy than they have been in the past, I don't know, 50 years, maybe more.
Correct. I think that we have learned over time that trade wars, tariffs, obstacles to trade, that's not a win-win. As a matter of fact, that is not a good way to go.
Is the president correct, though, in one respect, that other countries have not been treating us fairly, that's an uneven matter as far as the tariffs that we put on versus the tariffs that they impose?
That is such a complicated issue, and here's why. When we talk about free trade, it's every country has their pets that they protect. For example, all of the trade agreements I can remember when we would complain, so we always protected sugar for just a very few sugar producers. Our price is way above world prices there.
Is that still true?
Yes, absolutely. I've been true for more than 100 years, in fact.
Well, what happened, this is off the subject slightly, but what happened to steel in the U.S.? We used to be very, very proud of our steel industry.
We have. We simply have not kept pace technologically. Our unit labor costs are higher. Our facilities are not what they need to be. They haven't kept up, again, with modern technology. But the thing is that if you're going to make the argument that we have to have a steel industry and base it on national defense, then subsidize it. Don't put on tariffs and foul up the whole price system and risk trade wars and the whole disruption from it. Subsidize it. If you're going to do that, it's cheaper to go ahead and do a direct subsidy.
Well, over the next few days, we'll learn a lot more, won't we?
It's going to be interesting to watch. One thing about the economy and the markets these days, there's not a dull day.
But it's better than following baseball or basketball or any of the other sports, I think.
I tell you, I think it's faster moving and the stakes are much higher.
Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.